Also, people asking which steroids I take. They don't ask, am I taking or not?
It's a tricky question. That's good.
So I can say that.
Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gor Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is again a really, really special one. Somebody who was requested a lot, one of the most ripped calisthenics athletes that I know. He's called the king of muscle-ups, the king of reps, and two times Guinness World Record holder. I'm happy to welcome you, Max Tru from Belarus.
Hi, my friends. I'm glad to talk with Phil. I'm glad to know that he received a lot of questions, so I will try to answer as I can.
Great. We received like over 200 questions, maybe even 250. So it was really, interesting. And let's kick off. Who is Max Tru? How do you present yourself?
So first of all, I want to apologize for my English because I don't have a lot of practice, so sometimes I will use Google Translate. It's open here, so that's it. So I'm 31 years old. So, usually people think that I have less age than this number, so I think this is because of calisthenics. This is the most healthiest kind of sport. And I'm from Belarus. I was born on the south of Belarus, a small city called Davidgorodok. I usually go there once a month, so to visit my parents. Usually I'm making videos from this town, a lot of videos, because I have a playground there near my house. This was a present for my Guinness record from my friend. This friend is building playgrounds in our country, and this was very cool present for me. So the place where he built this playground is very beautiful, and it's very convenient for me to visit my parents and do calisthenics there.
Nice. I didn't expect that you're 31 years as at all. Like, I thought, yeah, of course, you just became father, so congratulations on that. But I thought you're like 25 or something like this. So 31, yeah, keeping you young, calisthenics.
Thank you.
Nice. Can you do me a favor and pronounce your full name for me?
It's very hard for foreigners, especially. So in Belarus, we pronounce it Maxim Truchanovets. Truchanovets, second name. So in English manner, you can pronounce it Truchanovets. So first part of it, it's true. And as I'm a programmer, true or false Boolean values very frequent things that we are using during programming. So it was obvious for me to use true as short form of my second name.
Okay, interesting. So you already talked about your profession or your like your real life. You're working as a programmer.
Yes, I'm a software developer. Now I'm working in Checkpoint Software Technologies. This Israel company, and we are doing security stuff. So I'm involved in project called Endpoint Security. So we are protecting Windows host from different kind of vulnerabilities, different kind of attacks. This is very interesting, and I like it very much. So
Nice. So you're
usually people ask me which language I use. It's C++, Java, Kotlin. Basically, that's it.
Okay. So you're not only a hero in calisthenics, but also in the cybersecurity and IT world.
Calisthenics is like things that helps me to rest from my main work. So during my lunches, after work, I go to the playground to exercise. So it helps to relax my brain, relax my mind, to find another to find solutions that you usually don't find, because when you somewhere far from the from your how to say from your work, you have to find different angles of view to the problems. So usually it helps a lot to find the solutions for your tasks, issues.
That's true. That's also like an empty mind. It's also really helpful to find solutions. For example, if you are under the shower and or on the toilet or stuff like there, you know, like usually yes. People get good ideas there because the mind is empty, and that's also for workouts. That's true.
Yes, exactly.
Nice. People always are interested in the in your body measurements. How tall and heavy are you?
I'm 1 meter 72 centimeters, and body weight it's differs from 70 to 72, so in this interval.
Okay, so quite heavy, like at least it's not as light as I thought.
70 is heavy?
For me, like for 172, if you see calisthenics athletes, like not like the weighted or the street lifters, I think 72 kilos for 172 is good. It's a lot.
So sometimes haters write in comments on my YouTube channel or something like, "Oh, this guy is 50 kilos, so it's easy to do all this stuff." So.
And then they are sitting with their big alone. Belly and eat chips and like, yeah.
On the sofa, yes.
Yeah, but what we get these comments as well. Like, for example, when we just had a video that was going viral from Natalia, I'm missing the second name. Workout Malishka.
I know her.
And
I don't remember her. Kitayo.
Yes. And the Hefesto girl, Tatiana, these two were going viral with their muscle ups, like easy clean muscle ups, and people were writing, "Yeah, they are like 50 kilo or 40 kilo. Everybody can do it with their weight," and it's low, you know, like. It's so weird when there's a guy who is like really heavy saying, "Oh, everybody could do it with their weight." And there will always be haters writing this. But 72 kilos is it's good. You have to feel good with it.
But thanks God, I don't have a lot of haters. So probably this is because I don't spend a lot of time in the social network. So
that's true. Okay, that's also a good thing, how to block haters, just not to spend time with them. What is your story? How did you get in touch with calisthenics? How did you get the person that you are today?
So this started 60 years ago when I was preparing to the university. So in my school, it is very hard to prepare to the university because This was school in small town, and to be honest, teachers are not very good. So I had to prepare, spend a lot of time learning physics, math, learning Russian language to prepare for exams. So because of that, I didn't have a lot of time, but I like sport. I played football. I visited karate. So, I didn't want to break with sport. And the only solution was to start calisthenics, because near my house I had bars, so it was very easy to go during my rest from the preparation and do exercises. So it was in 2005, and this is the time when YouTube started. I don't remember the year exact. Yeah, 2007 probably, when YouTube started.
I'm not sure.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So I remember that in a few years, a lot of videos appeared on the YouTube with Hannibal, with American athletes that doing different exercises. It was very inspiring, very unusual at that moment. And I decided to spend more time with calisthenics, because I realized that there are a lot of things that could be achieved. So since that, it was part of my life. I was doing calisthenics during the university, and after that I also still I continued with that. I heard a lot of words from people that when you will have a family, or when you have a job, you will break with it because you don't have time for that. So I would say that this is false statement, because if you want, you it's easy to find 30 minutes in a day to do calisthenics. So
okay,
that's it.
So 16 years. I looked it up. YouTube was founded 2005, so 15 years ago. So your journey is like a lot longer than most of the people doing this sport. Was it called calisthenics already when you started?
No. When I started, I just did pull-ups, dips, and I didn't call it somehow. So after that, in probably 2010, it was called in our country workout, street workout, and after that, our people, I mean the Russian people, realized that workout is something, is this wrong name for this activity, because if you translate workout into Russia, you understand that this is just general word for exercises. I don't know. So I think it's better to call it at least street workout or calisthenics. And now people understand that it's proper name.
Okay. What was the Russian name? Wasn't it like something like Washka or something? Can you say it in Russian, the workout?
If you translate it, it is translated like тренировка.
Ah, okay.
Like similar to training, but we call it workout okay. in Russian manner. That's it. Okay. So just using the English word.
Okay. And Daniel was asking an interesting question, in my opinion. How long did it take from the first muscle up to the world record? How was the time span?
Let me count. First muscle up, I was able to do, I think 12 years old, and the record was 2 years ago. So probably something like 16 years.
Wow, so
something like that.
So 18 years ago you did your first muscle up?
Yeah, maybe even earlier.
Wow.
Something like that.
Was it easy for you to learn a muscle up? Did you always have the functional strength to do pull-ups, etc.?
I think yes, it was easy. I spent probably 2 months for that, and I wasn't good enough in pull-ups at that moment. So I started doing pull-ups, and soon I succeeded with muscle up.
And what do you think is
your? It wasn't very hard.
Okay, and what do you think is your secret? You know, like somebody who is watching your social media profiles, your results, your records, whatever. He is thinking, this guy has to do something completely different. If he's that successful, he has to do something completely different. What do you think is your secret? Is it genetics? Is it the food that you take? Is it steroids? Is it what is it? Like, let us know.
Definitely, I don't have secrets because I can't say that my way was the best way to achieve this goal, because I see that a lot of people have much faster progress than I in different exercises. So I just almost every day I did base exercises, pull-ups, less dips, push-ups, so, and muscle-ups. This definitely wasn't optimized way, but it was very hard and long.
Okay. And if you would start again now, like let's switch back 18 years, how would you change your workout schedule? What would you recommend yourself?
Oh, very hard question.
I know I have the hardest questions. I'm sorry.
I think main error when I started was that I did a lot of pull-ups every day. So I think you need to do one day, you need to do a lot of exercises, and other day you need to do, if you want to do a lot of exercises, you need to choose those exercises that won't involve muscles that you used the previous day. So you need to do some rest. That's it, I think. Because almost every day I was overtrained.
So you mean like every day you did pull-ups, like every day, 7 days a week?
Yes. Only one day a week, I did just one set of pull-ups and ran about 5 kilometers. So it was like test day for me. So I just did one set, tried to beat my record, and after that, ran 5 kilometers.
Okay, so you always focused on endurance, like strength endurance, and yeah, I don't want to call it cardio because of the running, but still like endurance.
Yes, endurance. Okay. I started weighted calisthenics seven years ago.
With weighted calisthenics, you mean lightweight and still endurance, or
additional? Yes. Lightweight endurance.
Okay. People were asking, did you have injuries on your way? Because you did. You said you were overtrained. You said you did pull-ups every day. Did you have problems with tendonitis, with a tennis elbow, whatever?
I think no. Sometimes I had pain in biceps, in triceps, in my back, but usually it takes something like months and disappeared. I don't have big injuries and didn't have it before. So this is because I'm doing basic workout, basic exercises, and it's hard if you don't use big weights. It's hard to take injuries.
Okay, and do you do stretching after the workout or a long warm up? Or
I do warm up. I do stretching during workouts, but sometimes after, but mainly during workouts.
Okay, get it. Yes, let's come to the present. How does your workout schedule look like right now in 2020?
So usually on Monday I do a lot of muscle ups, a little bit dips, push-ups. So it's endurance day, and it's a day of muscle ups. Usually I do first set, it is 50 muscle up without letting the bar.
15 or 50?
After that I do 50 50 yes.
What?
Well, okay. you know, I'm doing rest on the bar, so
okay,
it's not consecutive.
Okay, but still
it's also hard. It's very, very hard, but not as hard as consecutive muscle ups. After that I'm doing one arm pull-ups, sets with dips, muscle ups, dips, pull ups, and in the end, I'm doing like 5 sets of muscle ups, maximum muscle ups. So on Monday, it takes something like 1 hour and a half. Also, when it's warm outside, I'm doing a little bit running, sprint running. On Tuesday, I do regular pull-ups, about 230, something like that. It takes 1 hour. And in the evening, I do several sets of push-ups. It usually takes half of an hour. Wednesday is a a little bit leg day. I do different kind of squats, jumps. Also, I do human flag, dips a little bit. Thursday, it's a weighted calisthenics. I do pull-ups mainly with, usually with 32 kilos. It takes about 2 hours. Friday, it's a running day. I run about 10 kilometers. Saturday, it is a weighted muscle ups day. Usually I use 18 kilos. And Sunday, a lot of different easy exercises. So it's like not a rest day, but light workouts.
Okay. I really like your explanation of the leg day, of a little bit leg day with the dips and human flag, you know, like the two leg workout, leg exercise that everybody knows.
No, but I do them during the rest. So, yeah.
But legs is not
leg your day of calisthenics athlete. Could you repeat?
Legs are not your focus, right?
Yeah, sure.
You do it because of health or aesthetics, or why do you do legs?
Both health and aesthetics. Also, I had good results in sprint during in school, in the university. My best result in 100 meters is 11.8. It's not something awesome, but for me it's good results.
Okay. And when you do explosive leg workout, like jumps and stuff like that, you don't grow big legs, right? Or is it because your goal is not to have like
yes.
big legs, but strong and effective legs?
Yes. Yes, I think you're right. Also, because of running 10 kilometers, I think you won't get big legs.
Yeah.
If you want big legs, you need to run only small distances.
Yeah. Okay. Do you also work on skills? That was a question that was asked so many times. Can you do a planche? Can you do a front lever?
do you work on that? This is also a frequent question in my Instagram. I usually answered several times, but people keep asking it. So. I can't do planche. I can sometimes when I rest, so sometimes I can do something like planche about 2 seconds, but I don't train it. Now I usually train a human flag, so I have good results in it. I can hold human flag for more than 40 seconds. What else? Also, now I started learn handstand a little bit, so I can do some 3 push-ups, 3 handstand push-ups. I started learning it recently, so for me it's good result. What else?
Front lever.
For front lever, yes. I learned it many years ago. Yes, I can. I can do it. Also, you can find it in my Instagram. I don't post it very often, but
okay, sometimes. because I guess it should be quite easy for you because you have the power from pull-ups and like the back power, which is really important for the front lever.
Yes.
Somebody was asking, can you learn the front lever only by doing pull-ups?
Only by doing. I'll tell you how I learned front lever. I did pull-ups, and during rest, I just did negative front lever. And I think in 2 months, I succeeded in learning. So definitely you need to do a lot of tries. Without tries, you won't learn it. I think it's impossible only with pull-ups.
Okay. Get it. I would be interested in your PRs, some of your personal records, because you said you also do some weighted with 32 kilo pull-ups, 18 kilo muscle-ups, you know, your one rep max, for example, for pull-ups, your record for one rep?
I did 88 pull-up, and it was several years ago, and I didn't try more. To be honest, I don't like big weights on pull-ups and dips. So I think this is my personal record, but I don't train it.
And you don't have...
I mean, one rep pull-up.
And you don't have the I don't know how to call it, the curiosity to try if you can do the 100 kg pull-up, or is it like it's just not important for you? You don't even want to try it?
It's important, and there is big possibility of getting injuries, I think, with heavy weights.
Okay, so for you, the health side, is there is more important than feeding your ego or just trying out the 100 kg, right?
I think this is because I have good results in small weights and body weight exercises, and I don't have big motivation to do something more with big weights. And additional fact that you can get injured. So,
okay, get it.
Both of this.
What was the heaviest muscle up that you ever tried? Did you do an attempt a few years ago or something?
I did 3 muscle ups with 32 kilos, and this was my best result. But now I don't train with big weights muscle ups. I usually use 16 or 18 kilograms.
Okay.
So 32 kilos and bigger weights. I tried, but I didn't succeed it with bigger weights. But I think if I will train several months, I can increase these results.
Okay. And we have our product manager, Frederick. He is one of the really strong weighted athletes, and he is doing 22, 23 reps with 32 kg pull-ups. So like he was mm-hmm. really strong before mm-hmm. he became a father. He was really, really active. If you would do the two fathers of calisthenics, how many reps do you do with 32 kg in pull-ups? Did you try your rep?
My personal record is 23. It was several weeks ago. I'm going to publish it on YouTube and Instagram soon.
Okay. So it would be a close battle.
Yes. It was in Garnation t-shirt, so.
Nice. That's where the power comes from.
Yes.
Nice. That's great. If you tell somebody, a beginner or even an intermediate athlete, three things that he should improve to get better results, what would be these things? What is something that you give as an advice to somebody who is listening right now?
I think that the best thing is keep constantly do workouts. This is the main thing. And after some time, you will get experience to progress. So the main thing is constant work. Also rest important, so you need to rest, but this advice is not for a lot of people, because usually people don't work enough for the progress. This advice is for people like me, is it like fans in calisthenics. I think this is main two advices, and that's enough.
Okay. And to have the 0.5% of body fat that you have, how many percent of body fat do you have?
Several months ago, it was in the beginning of the year. I checked my body fat in a special hospital. They have electroimpedance. I measured this machine measure your parameters of your body, body fat, muscle mass, your bones, and
water, I think, as well.
Sorry?
Water as well, I think.
Probably water. Yes, yeah, so I have this paper with the results. I can send you, if you want later, to play somewhere in the video. As I remember, my body fat was 8.6, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that. And I wasn't shredded, very shredded at that time. But I think it's usual value for my body, something like 8 or 10% body fat.
Wow. It looks like 1%, 2%, I don't know. That's crazy. So
when you have 1 or 2, you will you can't keep this body fat a lot of time.
Yeah.
You will, I think you will lose everything, your muscles, your health, and it's not good to have very low body fat, I think.
And you keep it the whole year on this level, right? To at 8 to 10%.
Yes, but when we have holidays, usually I eat a lot of sweets, a lot of great food from my mother. So usually during holidays I have greater value than 10 probably.
Okay, wow.
But I know how to decrease my body fat, so it's not very hard.
Okay. What does your nutrition look like?
Nutrition? In the morning, I usually eat cottage. Cottage with jam, with fruits, with nuts, something like that. At lunch, I eat usually meat with vegetables, and in the evening also I eat meat and vegetables. Also, I have two snacks between main meals. I take coffee, probably with sweets, one or two, and or cookie, something like that.
Sounds good.
So basically, that's it.
So no carbohydrates, no rice, no potatoes, pasta.
Potatoes, yes, yeah, sometimes. Sorry, it's vegetables. Yeah.
Okay.
Rice, yeah, but not very often. I don't like rice.
Okay. So because when you say like meat and vegetables for lunch and in the evening, it's like not, there's no carbohydrates in it, right?
Yes, agree.
Okay, you don't need it.
But also I drink a lot of milk. There is a lot of carbs. I eat sweets, so this is how I take carbs, I think.
Okay. Yeah, the low chain, like the sugar part, not the long chain carbohydrates that like for example are in potatoes or rice or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. Yes, so and your opinion on supplements was asked as well. What do you think about whey protein or creatine, any stuff like that?
Protein is a good thing when you don't have possibility to eat meat or cottage, for example. If you don't have possibility to go home, so protein is good, but you shouldn't think that this will help you a lot to. You shouldn't think that this is the only way to gain muscles, because with simple food you can get the same that you can get with protein. What else you asked?
Creatine
and creatine. I tried only once creatine and. I didn't had big increase in results, only it increased only my weight. I think it was additional water, so I decided that for me it's useless. Probably for somebody it can be useful, but for me not, I think. Also As I understand, you are getting creatine from the meat. So I don't think that this is the supplement that I should eat additionally.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, we already had the question a little bit in the interview before, but it was still asked. Nailka was asking, do you take steroids? What is your question to that? Because you already told me that people sometimes ask it.
It's very often question. A lot of people asking me, do I take steroids? And also people asking, which steroids I take? They don't ask, am I taking or not?
It's a tricky question. That's good.
So I can say that no, I never try. I haven't tried steroids, and I don't think that this is good. Stuff when you want to keep your body healthy. If you want to take money with that, if it's your work, probably you can get them. But for me, I'm a software developer and I don't earn money with that. What is the sense of that? I don't understand. People often ask because they don't believe that my results could be achieved without steroids. But guys, more than 16 years of work, of hard work, you can try it. Just do workouts more than 16 years and you will get even more than me.
That's true. That's where I can just say, if you talk about your calisthenics journey and it's like 18 years something, you with steroids, you don't have like such a long career, because one day your body starts suffering from the steroids, you know, from it's toxic for your body, or like it takes takes the energy out of your body in long term. And if I listen to your training journey and attitude, et cetera, you always think like you're really long term. You're not about the short term goals or pleasure, et cetera, but you really think long term. And that's where it only makes sense not to take steroids, because you're really long term oriented. I think in the beginning you said one day you want to be able to work out with your boy now, with your child. And that doesn't work if you take steroids, because then you will be wasted in a few years.
Yes, I agree with you. I saw several people that took steroids and they changed their body in probably months or two. They became from these guys to very big. I participated in men's physique competition in our country. And for example, in spring, I saw guys that was so, but in autumn they became very huge, and it was very, very interesting for me how people changing their bodies with steroids. And if you look to my Instagram, to the videos, my body haven't changed since my journey started a lot. So I'm changing a little bit year by year. So
yeah,
this long, hard way.
That's true. And people will always look for excuses. I think this is why they accuse you of taking steroids, or for example, the comments that we had under the videos with they are only 40 kg, etc. Because people always think, oh, I'm training for years now, and like they are training a lot, but not hard and not with the system and not with discipline, etc. and then they see somebody and they have like crazy results, and they just think, oh, I don't have it. I work out for a long time. I'm impatient. This guy has to cheat.
That's true. Totally agree with you.
Yes. So, what's your opinion on recovering faster? We received some questions about quick recovery, and if somebody can give advice on this, if somebody was overtrained and has some training experience, then it's you. What's your advice to training recovery?
Recovery. I think the best way is do light exercises, not rest, only rest at all, lying on the sofa. I think the best way is pump a little bit your muscles with blood that will help to recover. Not a lot, but a little bit.
Okay. So active rest, deload, stuff like
yes.
that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Exactly.
And how does being a father influence your training? I think it's a big change in your life since a few months. And how does it influence your training?
Probably now you can hear he's crying. So now, because of Corona, I'm working from home. So for me, it's easy to train with child, because I can take him with me to the playground, do my exercises, and watch on him. And so nothing has changed.
Okay. And like I see it with Frederick here, he suffered is a big word, but you don't get as much sleep as you did before, I guess. How do you deal with that?
He's sleeping well now. When he had stomachache, he cried a lot during the night, and this was hard times, but now he sleeps well, and also because of Corona I can sleep in the morning more. I don't need to go to the office. I have more time, and no problems with that.
Nice. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, the last question before we come to the end. Your current goals, what are you working on right now?
I don't have exact goal right now. Usually I don't tell my main goal that I want to achieve. Because I see a lot of people that screaming that they are going to break records, they are doing something awesome, and etc. I usually just do, and if I succeeded, I tell people about it, because I understand that when you're going to beat records, it's impossible to know if you fail or not, because this is records. So I have several exercises that I'm going to focus on, but I prefer not to tell which exercises. I prefer not to tell that I will do something very, very big. I prefer to just show my results. That's it.
Yeah, and that's like that's the image that I received from you in this interview is like you're somebody with less words and more action. Like, for example, like that you are so long in this game and
probably
this,
yes
in this sport. That's something really special, and it's not something that you tell everyone or have so many years of experience, etc. And it's really interesting because. It feels like you're not the marketing guy. You're not like the one who does the advertisement and is talking a lot. But yeah, like you're working in the background. You're working and doing your stuff. So yeah, that's really nice to see. And I think people will appreciate you, get to know you better.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
We have some quick questions for the end, to end this episode. What do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza, definitely pizza.
Okay, great. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Cat person.
Okay.
But now I can't get cat in my house because my wife have an allergy. Before that, we had cat, and we lose him. But when we decided to get him, my wife didn't know that she had an allergy, and after some time she realized that, and now. It's a pity, but we can't get a cat, so it's
okay.
Very big problem for us.
Yeah, I can imagine. But you know that there are nude cats, right? Cats without hair.
Yes, but I don't like it.
Okay. What is your favorite location for holidays?
For holidays, probably my parents' home, because I spent my childhood there and all the memories from there, and probably this is the best place for me.
And the good food and the playground with the training park. Yeah, sounds like
yes,
the perfect holiday
exactly. Location. Exactly.
Great. What is the worst exercise for you, the nightmare exercise that you hate?
Nightmare. I can't... choose the one exercise that I hate. There are a lot of exercises that I don't love, but probably when you don't love some exercises, you can just do less reps of it or change it, and I can't answer that.
Okay.
I can't find the exercise that the most that I don't like at all.
Okay, that's good. Do you have a favorite calisthenics athlete or somebody that you look up to or follow and are impressed by his results, or are you focused on yourself only?
There are a lot of good guys that. That I'm following on Instagram, on YouTube, and each guy good at special things. So I can name some of them, for example, Ruslan Saibov, Dima Kuznetsov, Igor Kovtun, Женя Лось, if you know him, he's from Belarus. If Лось Strong, he's called his name in Instagram. He's my good friend, and Javi from Spain. So there are a lot of guys that I'm following, and but I can't name one person that is like God for me.
Okay, that's good. Do you have a favorite book, a book that you would recommend to the people?
Probably Lord of the Rings, my favorite. I like such kind of books, like fairy tales. So probably that's it. But unfortunately, today nowadays I don't read a lot. I usually read technical books, technical stuff for programming related to my work.
Okay. What is the favorite? What was the best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
I liked very much World Championship in Moscow. I was there twice in 2013 and 14. Also, I like Burning Gate. It is in Italy, if you heard about it. Guys did a good job, especially with endurance competitions. It was very inspiring, really amazing. Probably that's it.
Okay, nice. And the last quick question, if you have to decide, muscle-ups or pull-ups?
Muscle ups.
Okay.
Definitely muscle ups, because they involve more muscles.
Yeah.
You're also doing dips there.
Okay. I expected that, but still wanted to ask. That's good. If people have questions, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they learn from you? They find you on YouTube, I think.
Yes. On YouTube, Instagram.
That's it. YouTube and Instagram are your your profile. Okay, nice. We will put everything in the description. So if you want to check out Max's social media accounts, do that. And yeah, we're coming to an end. Before you can say goodbye to everyone, Max, I want to say thank you to everyone listening to this. Yeah, it's been, again, a long interview, but I think a lot of great insights. It was really nice that you took your time, Max, because I know that you're a busy man, a busy athlete, worker, father, boyfriend, and everything. So yeah, thanks a lot for that. I really appreciate it, and I know that the people will appreciate. And yeah, if you liked the interview, feel free to share it with somebody who needs it, to like it, do whatever you want with it. And yeah, Max, you can end the episode. Thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you guys for watching, for listening. It was really cool questions, and hope you see in real life when Corona finished. So thank you, Phil.